All right, let's get into this and see how much I remember about things I might or might not have said.
Yes.
Recently.
Now, once a month, once every 6 weeks, we'll do this, where we gather up some of the assorted e-breaks that were on this show.
We should do it more. We should make it a weekly feature.
Nah. It's not driving into the ditch. But we gather up all the e-breaks that the Musers do not play. That George, he is the leader of, isn't he, Rich?
He is. And by the way, the last time I was on your show, y'all did this exact segment.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, maybe only when Rich comes on our show we'll do this.
You're not going to get to do it very often.
We'll call
okay.
it the Sports Duck e-break special.
We need to do it more. Like this.
George won't play it, although, credit to the Dunham & Miller program, the last two winners, Danny
yeah.
and me. So
all right.
they are playing some of the stuff. You know, I won for Squeeze the Charmin.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny won for a
period joke.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So good.
Duck's mic's too loud, by the way.
Leave him alone.
I'm just saying, look, it's an honest level issue. It's just real loud.
I figured it was just because it was on.
That's what I thought, too.
All right, well, let's start off with a segment when we were talking about Mike having OCD problems. And we basically were saying that the monkey that lives in his head is so active that he just can't let it go, and he's always on edge. And we were discussing the various monkeys in our head, and here comes Danny.
And you ordered the exact same meal every time. I'm like,
yes, that was a fish place, right?
Yeah, I was like, okay, this cat is weird.
Well, hey, when I find something that works, I stick with it.
Yep.
And one of the best things is if the monkey ever gets out of line, you can always spank it.
You're an idiot.
Man, between that and Squeeze the Charmin, this show has been a disaster today.
Squeeze the Charmin was a home run.
It was awful.
And that was awful.
That was so bad.
That was awful.
I knew it was going to be bad. That's the point.
I know, and the way you said it, too.
Well, hey, when I find something that works, I stick with it.
Yep.
And one of the best things is if the monkey ever gets out of line, can always spank it.
Can always spank it.
Spanking the monkey.
I just think that's only one of the best things.
Yeah. That's one of the best things.
Yes. One of the best things. There are several that could be, but that's one of them.
Don't diagram my sentences. I know I'm a retard.
I love diagramming your sentences.
I do too.
I don't know if this is an e-break in as much as it is a bear trap moment for me. And it happened when we interviewed the girl at Hooters a few weeks ago.
I just didn't work.
That one.
Oh, boy.
We still haven't replayed that.
I know it. We're bad.
So blasted.
We're bad. But this lady was so drunk, and I stepped into it, but I escape it very sveltly.
Just didn't work.
That's okay.
What about the second one that lasted only a year?
Yeah, the second one a year. That's kind of bad, right? Why did you guys get married if it was only going to last a year?
Because I was pregnant.
But you don't have any kids.
I'm confused.
Oh, no.
I was old.
You knew what was coming, didn't you?
Yeah.
Old?
Yeah. Did you have a miscarriage?
Yes.
Oh.
I was of advanced maternal age.
Okay, that's all right. So
does she still feel good?
That's
about
how that
herself?
Shakes out.
So wait a minute. So you got married when you got pregnant, right?
Stupid.
And then you lost the baby, and then it didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out before that.
Really? Was it a? Where'd you meet this guy? Chili's?
No. Shut up, ass.
A little miscarriage humor there.
That didn't make it, huh?
No.
What are we going to replay that?
The girl?
Soon.
Yes, we need to hear this.
I know.
This needs to be heard stem to stern again.
I love the Jake assassination with the Pharrell drop. That's how that shakes out.
Yeah.
Over a miscarriage.
The miscarriage line of humor.
Just kind of whatever. Well, too bad.
That's how this shakes out.
All right, so there's that. That was exciting. Hope you all enjoyed that.
I did.
Now we get to things that I know, George, he hit play whenever these were sent to him, and it took him less than a second before he never played them again because he was so shocked by it all, including this classic Corby moment.
I'd give Barbara Walters 10 years for a house in Hawaii. 10 years of effort.
Really?
Oh,
of lovemaking and everything?
Yeah. Earnest, the real deal.
Like, throttle wide open.
Anything goes.
You know what? I'll donate the money from the Bentley. We need GGG YOLO sex with Barbara Walters.
Golly.
Okay. Four-pointer. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jake's digging a trench in between those saggers.
Sweet Moses.
Wow.
Man.
See, that's why we never get on the Musers show.
Oh, boy.
For lines like that.
That's all right. That's the best we've gotten out of him in so long.
Oh, shit.
That's such NC-17 humor for their PG-13 show.
What a visual. Oh, man.
Digging a trench.
Yeah, old Jake's just ditch-witching old Barb.
Rose!
Hold them together.
That's awesome.
Sweating.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just imagining other things with his eyes closed.
It could never happen. You stick by the way?
Absolutely.
For the house in Hawaii, you would give Barbara Walters 10 years of your life?
Oh, yeah.
Full lessons?
And how old is she?
Oh, yeah.
86?
Definitely.
87, something like that?
Full lessons wearing my robe that says BW on the front of it.
Your terry cloth robe.
Right.
And you know what? I would be jealous. If that scenario ever unfolded like that, I would be so jealous of Jake. It'd make me crazy. And speaking of making me crazy, Danny did right here. Oh, by the way, we're talking about Siskel and Ebert, okay? Or Roger Ebert dies. We do a segment on him honoring the man. And this,
whatever. This is hilarious.
This
you
was,
know it.
Seriously, within 1 minute of discussing Roger Ebert.
You know, you had your local guys, but they were about the only national guys out there doing it. So you took what they said seriously.
I mean, they started thumbs down, thumbs up, and then you think back when Hustler would review their adult films, their little thing would be a peen in varying degrees of flaccidity to let you know how much they like their movies.
A peen. A peen.
Don't act like you haven't seen it.
I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about. None.
Well, if it was, they didn't like the
I
adult
get the
movie,
concept. I understand
dangling,
what you're saying, but
if it was a really good one, the things
don't act so shocked that
to the sun.
Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Like I had a whole array of Hustlers lying around my house.
He did use the phrase varying levels of flaccidity.
So they kind of liked it. It was just kind of
yeah.
It was kind of parallel to the ground.
Just a half chub.
Yeah.
I stand by that. I'm sorry to cheapen the death of Roger Ebert, but
yeah,
I'm sticking with that.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet he thought when he died, people were talking about him, nobody was ever going to use the term varying levels of flaccidity.
I think it's varying degrees.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know when we started using the euphemism of peen, but I've grown to hate that word now.
Why?
I don't know.
That's the best word for it.
I know. I agree, because I don't like saying the full word either.
No.
But peen.
Well, why not? Why don't you like the full word?
Like Corby, that's all you could think about. You're saying, "Go peen,
peen,
peen."
You need to say the full word.
No, you don't.
No.
You need to grow up.
No, you don't. You know what? We'll leave it at that.
That's enough?
Yeah, we got more, but...
Oh, look what's next. He doesn't want to go late for what's next.
No, of course not.
God.
We need a fully...
If this was a Ranger segment coming up next, we'd do about five more of these.
But no, we're taking a look at that Masters leaderboard next, so we got to get out right at 5:30.